Welcome to our very first podcast. This is your host, TNA. Welcome to The Curious Couple. I'm T.
I'm A.
And we are starting this podcast because we have found ourselves on a bit of an adventure in the lifestyle and realized that everybody's path on this adventure is a little bit different. And based on some of the podcasts that we've listened to, ours is different. And we know that a lot of our friends and have enjoyed experiencing it through our stories, and we thought those out there would enjoy it as well. So I guess let's take it from the beginning. Why don't you start on how we first ventured into this world?
Okay. Well, let's see, we've been, I guess, in the lifestyle for a little over 2 years now, and I think it's important to address the fact that I hate the word swinging. I don't like to be called a swinger, and I hope that that's the first thing that we do is kind of address that and what it means to us and kind of...
get rid of that... stigma.
I'm gonna say cliche, or I don't know what you think of when you hear swinger. That's not what we are, what we do. But anyway, so we started dating about 2.5 years ago and entered our relationship kind of in a different way than most. T was going through a divorce, and I had been a single mom for 5 years, and we just kind of aired all of our dirty laundry pretty early and
put all our cards out on the
right,
table.
Right, and figured out fairly quickly that we were perverts and that was okay. And one of the things that we both kind of enjoyed, well, porn was one, mm-hmm. and I think that's probably a little unique. Not a whole lot of women enjoy porn and want to talk about it.
And it's also unique that just... very early on in the relationship, a girl admit that she likes porn and watches porn all the time. And then the other common interest we had is we just both are people watchers and enjoy watching people in grocery stores or airports or wherever. And both liking porn, both like people watching, we thought, God, what's the best way to people watch?
And I think you brought it up. I'm trying to think. I don't even remember now how I didn't. I had no idea that, like, swingers clubs existed. I didn't know what that was or what that even meant.
I had heard of them before.
And I think that's how you presented it. I've heard of these.
Yeah, yeah. Because I think, you know, we talked about great people watching places. And I'm like, God, it'd be fun to watch people have sex. And... so I had heard of them before in California, and we decided to look into it. And the closest place that had them to us was Dallas. So we did some research, and you know, it was just fun to kind of look into that and kind of almost peek into that Pandora's box and be like, oh gosh, imagine that. And how did we build up the nerve to do it? Do you remember that?
I think we were just researching it online, and I found comfort in looking through the website and reading the rules. Like, that was a big thing for me, was that it sounded on paper very... it was a legit nice club, and there was rules, and it wasn't what I kind of envisioned a sex club would be. Like, you walk in and people are just... fucking everyone all over the place. Like, that wasn't what it looked like. And so I thought, what's the harm in checking it out?
Yeah. Found ourselves a kid-free weekend and ventured 4 hours to Dallas. And was that the day before when we went to, or no, it was the day of, we went to a...
it was a Saturday, and we got there in the, like, early morning-ish. And found the pool.
Yeah, so being perverts, we went on Craigslist and just checked out couples looking for couples and came across this ad for this chic hotel, this new hotel in Dallas. And someone said that there's going to be some swinging couples there at the pool, having drinks, and just come and join us. And so we're like, gosh, you know, that's a way to kind of be anonymous. You know, we could go observe, you know. At this point, I should clarify, we had zero intent of doing anything with anybody. We were simply just kind of wanted to be perverts and watch, yeah. You know. Or I think you were more like, it'd kind of be hot to do it in front of people.
Right.
So we went to this hotel pool, and there was quite a few adult, there was no kids, it was definitely an adult pool, drinking, and quite a few couples there. And nobody was saying anything about being swingers. Yeah.
Well, let me back up just a little bit and also clarify that we weren't trolling Craigslist to meet people. And that whole thing kind of freaked me out at that point. Like, I'm not meeting people online to have sex with, like that. But looking through the ads on the personals on Craigslist is what we're talking about, and looking through those and seeing posts like that, like the pool party, and oh, there's people that are just hosting these events, and you can go and you don't even have to tell them who you are, like you can just go, and that sounded safe to me. Like, they don't know who we are,
right?
And we don't really know who they are. I think they had a brief description, like she was going to have on a black dress at the bar or something cheesy like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we show up at this normal-looking hotel. We don't have rooms there. We walk in.
Well, we drank. We got drinks at the bar.
We
went in the pool. We hung out at the pool all day.
It was a nice pool.
We made friends. You know, it was, and that was kind of fun. You know, we're like, oh, you think these people are swingers? And we couldn't figure it out until we kind of like, what was it, about 5 or 6 in the afternoon? We'd been there for hours. Then we noticed just two couples go into a cabana. And they swapped. There was two cabanas, and they swapped partners and went in a cabana each. And there was a few other couples in the pool with us who
We thought were swingers.
Right. We thought they were swingers. And they were like, oh, my God, did you guys see that? And they were freaking out. We're like, yeah, well, they're swingers. And so we then kind of spilled the beans, and we're like, we're here because of this Craigslist ad. And they're like, get out of here. And we're like, actually, we're going to go to a club tonight. And the guy was all about it. He's like, oh, we're going to strip clubs. Maybe we should go with you guys. And, I think we even exchanged numbers with him.
Yeah,
nothing ever happened, but, it's just funny because I think, like, there's a perfect example of people who would love to hear what we have to say because they don't, you know, the curiosity of it all. So we then go to a different hotel where we're staying. We, you know, get prepped for the night, and we're going to, should we say the name of the club? Yeah, I think it's known. We go to 13th Floor in Dallas, and it's Bring Your Own Booze. And so we go get some drinks, and, you know, we're not really sure how this is going to work, so we try to find something that we'll both drink. And we settled on sweet tea vodka and lemonade. That was the last time we've ever gotten that combination and then gone to a club. Yeah. I'll just say that. Excellent drinks, but in that environment, they go down way too easy, way too quick, and
well, we were nervous.
Yeah.
And trying to loosen up a little bit, probably.
Yeah, so let's not go there yet. So we go to the club around 10 or...
We had to be there early because it was our first time. So they make you go through this whole... Well, this one did. We've been to several since, but this one you had to be there at a certain time, and they gave you a tour and told you about all the rules. We even had to sign like an agreement before we walked in. Anyway, so it was early. It was probably around 9 or 10.
Right. So we get a tour. And basically this place is in an industrial area of Dallas, but it's a house set off the main road, and it's like a house that's been pieced together with more house. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just like this ongoing house.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a dance floor. It's not very big, but, you know, lights, music. So we bring alcohol. We give the booze to the bartender.
Yeah, you have to check your booze with the bartender. Yeah. And
it turns out they have refrigerators if you brought drinks that, you know, bottles of something, beer. So the way this house is set up, as we're getting this tour, we're shown the dance floor, and then there's a kitchen area with, you know, snacks and finger foods, and then there's a hallway with two bedrooms in that hallway. One bedroom has about four or five beds with kind of wall partitions between them and a sheer curtain kind of blocking it off, and then a bench kind of for seating. You're not allowed to bring drinks in these rooms, but clearly it's for people to have sex in there and somewhat be watched, you know, be comfortable with being watched with some little sense of privacy, I guess, if you want it, some modesty. The other room was about five or six beds, no walls, mirrors on the ceiling, mirrors on the walls, and bench row seating as well. And
so this is step two.
Yeah, actually, that would be step three, because on the other side of the building was a room that you couldn't go in unless, I guess, you couldn't observe. But every bed, they weren't, like, together, had sheer curtains all the way around them. It was a little bit more private. In fact, at one point, we ended up on one of these beds, and you could kind of see the couple. Actually, it was two couples next to us. You know, you're looking through some sheer curtains, but it's more of a private setting, but lots of sounds going on in this room because there's probably seven, eight beds in this big room.
Yeah.
So, so we get there early, and it's, you know, we make some drinks, and we realize very quickly we are one of the youngest couples there.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be about right?
Yes.
So we are early 30s, and there's also an outdoor area that has kind of a bed stage, if you will, two jacuzzis and some seating. There's no smoking inside, right? So those were kind of smoking area out there.
Yeah. Right.
So jump in anytime you want.
You've covered it. I'm just thinking if there's, you know, there's people like looking into this or researching it. I think the most surprising but comforting thing about these kind of swinger club / house parties is how homey it feels. I mean, there's locker rooms and there's bathrooms. I mean, there's showers. You can pretty much make yourself at home. And it wasn't as intimidating, I think, or at least for me, as I was expecting it to be.
Well, and like, the other thing that kept it from being intimidating was the interaction with the people.
Yeah. And that was our first real experience being around, I mean, a room full of like-minded people.
Yeah.
Because we had read about it, we had, you know, researched it, but we'd never been face-to-face with people that thought like us, and so it was new.
Well,
and
clearly, not even thought like us, but took it to a whole other level.
Yeah.
So there was a level of open-mindedness,
right.
I think, that was really comforting for us.
Right. But I'm walking in thinking, oh my gosh, people are going to be like trying to grope you or staring at you like they wish you were naked or, you know,
well,
whatever.
They probably still do that.
They might do that, but I didn't feel like they did. And there's, I mean, we'll talk about these, I'm sure, in later podcasts, but we've done this handful of times at different clubs, even different states. And there's only one experience that I could think of that I did feel like that. I was in Vegas.
Oh, God.
But every other time, it's felt very comfortable, and everybody's been so nice. And, you know, there's been interactions with couples that we didn't necessarily have any sexual interest in, but they are just the neatest people. And I just have realized that that it's just a very comforting environment to be in, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, one of the things very early on in that experience that gave me some comfort is we had a single guy come up, not to you, to me, to compliment you.
Was that the first time?
Yeah, it was the first time. And the guy's like, you know, she is beautiful, just, you know, gorgeous. And I found it was like he was complimenting me, but it was the policy that in these environments, you know, if we went to a normal club, mm-hmm. you know, guys may try to grab her butt or, you know, grab her hand as we walk through a crowd or... There's none of that. In this, there's so much more respect given. And it's almost I shouldn't say it's almost. It is more controlled by the women. You know, it's just I don't know. Is that putting it right? Women more call the shots in this environment?
For sure. Yeah. We definitely make the rules. I mean, you're not going to find... I haven't even met any couples where the guys introduced himself first. I mean, it's always...
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Now that I think about it, it's just a very female-driven experience.
Because it's all about the female's comfort, basically.
Yeah.
So in this experience, trying to think what our first exposure was. So at any point, we're meeting people, we're socializing... We're not really seeing, although it's funny, I'm in the mindset we have now of, you know, where are the attractive people that we want to talk with?
Yeah.
We really weren't in that mode. We were more like...
We just wanted to see what was going on.
Yeah, let's just be a fly on the wall.
Yeah. We wanted to see what was going on and maybe have sex in front of people. You know, that was huge. Like, even in a room with someone else.
So, I think what we did is we kept checking on the voyeur rooms.
Right.
And wanting to watch.
Yeah.
And I think we did see that couple going at it in mm-hmm. the wide open room, and I think we chatted with them afterwards, mm-hmm. and we're like, it was just hot. I mean, we're watching people have sex like we're in their bedroom with them, which was a lot of fun. And, you know, granted, this place is filled with all sorts of different people, and we saw nudity that we may not necessarily been seeking out,
right?
But it wasn't, we had made up our mind going into this that we were gonna have fun no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, it was going to be an adventure. We were going to probably have a good story come out of it. So it wasn't like we had to run into perfect tens, you know, or watch models have sex. It was, we knew we were going to have fun no matter what. So we were watching people have sex, and then I think you were... Okay, so meanwhile, we're throwing down these drinks.
Yeah.
And...
You more than I was.
Yeah, well, I guess. How rare is that?
I don't know.
So...
Well, part of it was you couldn't go into a room with your drink. You had to set the drink on the wall. They had little cup holders on the wall. You couldn't take your cup in the room. And I don't know that I got too far away from you, but I know that I... probably stuck my head in rooms quite a bit. And so I was constantly putting my drink down and, oh, come and look at this. And, oh, look at what's going on over here, like a kid in a candy store. And so I didn't really have my drink in my hand that much.
Yeah. So we attempted to have sex in the partitioned one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were having... Oh, okay. Now it's coming back to me. So we're mm-hmm. we're having... We decide it's going to be hot for us to go in the partitioned room where people can observe us. And I think we start going at it. And I think part of the issue for me, it was a little bit of a challenging environment because I could hear people right over my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, they weren't right over my shoulder, but they were...
Pretty close.
They were on this bench. They were clearly interested in watching us naked and having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And
their eyes are right about your butt level.
Right. And so, and I can hear them giggling. I remember that. And they might not have even been looking our direction.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear people laughing behind you, it's a little distracting.
Yeah.
Especially the first time you're naked having sex amongst others. So, I think we found it wasn't really working that well for us in that environment. So
some technical difficulties,
and so we regrouped. We I think went and checked out another room, and eventually found ourselves in the more private room with the. Do you remember that
with the curtains?
With the curtains, and
Yeah.
You know, we're curtained off and we're going at it. And, gosh, we were all about anal at that time. Because
getting to know each other.
I think you were letting other people know that was going on in that room.
Oh, well, I just remember there being a foursome next.
Yeah, so we could see through these shears and see these two couples, and that was hot.
That was hot.
We're like, oh my God, do you think they clear? Oh, so they must have swapped because you know why are they all in there together?
Just the thought of that was such a huge turn on for us then.
Yeah, well, and you even joke around about how I would constantly be like, "Do you think they came together?
Yeah.
Do you think? Wait, did they walk in together?
Because I don't think. But we are, and I mean, realistically, we're trying to figure that out. Like, who's with? Oh, wait, now she's over there, and who's touching who, and where's that going to go?
Yeah, and wait, she's kissing that guy. That guy just walked in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That was probably the most fun, you know, because we're like, oh, this is so taboo. This is exciting.
Right.
So, and it was exciting to be having sex, witnessing sex. And I remember, this other foursome going on was almost close enough, you could reach out and grab somebody.
Yeah.
And
they probably would have let you.
Well, I think I remember thinking you wanted that. Clearly, we weren't in that state, but I remember getting that vibe from you, that might have been okay. So anyways, we feel like we've just, had this adventure, and we were, wild and crazy kids, and this was our experience.
Discovered an unknown world, we had no idea that this existed, and that was just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, so... I think then we end up leaving, and then I think I think it closes at four or something, doesn't it?
First of all, every one of these club experiences that we've had, no matter what the experience, there's been times where we've gone in and thought, I'm just not feeling it for whatever reason, or there's nobody here because we're in the middle of an ice storm, whatever the case is, and we'll tell all those stories hopefully, but we always... have a blast, and we always leave at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Every time.
And we're not late people. But, yeah, I think in these scenarios, for whatever reason, they are late nights.
They always are. And I think mostly because there's always that meet and greet time that seems so short, but it lasts hours. And things aren't usually getting frisky until... Yeah. Way later than I feel like. I feel like it's probably 10 o'clock and it's 1 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time flies when you're horny and freaky.
Yeah, and seeing new people naked.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that, it's fun to just witness nudity. Because that, right there, is something you just don't get to see very often.
It's like watching live porn. I mean... I don't know why more people don't do it.
Watch live porn or watch porn?
Watch live porn.
Because they don't know about this.
Yeah. So, well, because it's scary. It's scary. It's taboo. It's...
Well, and for us, we liked the idea of going to this club because of the lack of commitment or the lack, just remaining anonymous and not having any expectations put on us, where... If you meet people in this lifestyle and you get together, there might be this expectation of, we're going to have sex or something. But in this, it was just a voyeur and exhibitionist experience. And to us, that was really hot and exciting. And so that was just our first experience in this. And it just scratched the surface. And at no point did we really think we were going to swing or swap or, interact with others. But what we're planning on sharing with this podcast is the evolvement of our relationship and the involvement of our experiences. And what we ultimately realize is, we've got this line in the sand drawn, and we get right up to it, or we push past it, and it's scary, and it's exciting, and then we, kind of regroup and realize that was a lot of fun. Let's do it again.
Well, and what I want to kind of point out is how it sounds. You know, we'd only been together for, what, 2-3 months? We'd only been together for 3 months, the first time we ever went to a party. And, I mean, people's reactions, even in the lifestyle to that, were, what?
Well, but they also thought we were probably swinging, which we weren't.
Right, and we weren't, I know. But my point is, you know, people may think that's crazy to jump into something like that. And, or, you know, maybe vanilla friends that I've talked to about our adventures have questioned my, well, how do you trust him? And, you know, you would think that you would have issues with jealousy or trust or whatever, but the reality is, and I think we kind of had an advantage starting early in our relationship, is that's where our trust and our love for each other kind of grew, was challenging that side of our relationship.
Well, I think what we realized too was the ability to communicate,
yes.
You know, and be open and honest and vulnerable and be able to put that in words so the other person could understand and then feel understood. And we figured that out pretty early, and that gave us trust and confidence in challenging ourselves and pushing the boundaries, and that's how we've gotten to where we are today. And I think this was, you know, having these experiences was the vehicle for us to learn that about each other and to learn that about our relationship and our ability to communicate. So,
right.
So the point, back to my original point, this podcast, we're going to probably do an episode per experience, or, you know, kind of new. Well, my thought was, you know, we don't do this all the time, but when we do, we almost always have a good story, and so we would share it with you. And
we have a lot of catching up to do.
We do.
A lot of stories to tell.
We do have a lot of stories to tell, and like I said, this was just the first, and, you know, the introduction into this world, and we plan on sharing more with you. And more to come. So,
and I think there's potential for, you know, if this takes off and people enjoy it and listen to it, I think that they'll be kind of growing with us in this experience. Like, we still have a lot of, I mean, we're 2 years in, and every time we go, there's something new. Or
yeah, we learn something new.
We learn something, or we try something new, or we talk about trying something new. And
I think we're disappointed when we don't.
Well,
when we don't try something new.
Well, actually, no. I mean, we always, even that. Well, maybe I'm speaking for myself, but even the times when we don't, we still have a ton of fun, and we come back home closer than when we left, and it's just a really fun, unique experience. And there's a lot, I think, still to experience.
Yeah. Well, and isn't that kind of almost ironic? And I think that's part of the point of us talking about this is we go away, we have this wild adventure that others may view as this divide that could be created between us, and we come back closer and more connected than before we had it.
And that was the point I was trying to make, but you say it much more eloquently.
So,
because it sounds, I mean, from the outside looking in, you would think, well, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do that? Why, they're bringing other people into their bedroom, their relationship? Like, how? But the reality is, we have a closer relationship than a lot of those people, you know? I mean, and we've even experienced, and you know, these stories will be told later, but we've experienced friends of ours even that have had trouble in their relationship and experienced something like that, and it brings them closer together, maybe even saves their marriage, you know?
Hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll save that little gem for later.
All right. Well, this is a good spot to end this one, and you can expect round two coming up shortly. So thanks for tuning in to The Curious Couple with TNA, and we hope to see you next time.